Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So as many of you will know, I went on a beach mission a couple of weeks back at Lyme Regis with a group of fellow Christians, and what we do is we go onto the beach and we do activities for kids aiming to spread the word of God. I'd like to share a bit about that now before I start. So the main thing was it was very enjoyable and very encouraging, especially to be able to share the word of God with kids and adults alike. We spoke to many people, there was a lot of encouragement. There's a family of four that I spoke to, all S's, Stephen, Susan, Sam and Sophia, I think, and they're a Christian family as well, and it was really encouraging because they're very praising of what we were doing. And there was also a vicar on the beach, Robbie. What we often do is we go and hand out leaflets to people on the beach and say, why don't you come over and join us for the session when we're doing morning games or afternoon games. And while we were doing that, we met a vicar who was very encouraging. The days were also very tiring. Normally the days would be from about 7 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the evening, and there wasn't much free time other than beyond 11 o'clock. So we ended up very tired, but it was certainly worth getting tired for. We spent a lot of time planning and then spent around 5 or 6 hours on the beach every day. So 2 hours in the morning and 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Over this time, as I said, I experienced several positives with the encouragement, and being around 19 other Christians is really quite a fruitful thing. And although there were some negatives, I had a debate with an atheist over the time, which took up quite a bit of time. But it's also good to have those sort of discussions with people, because then you're still sharing what you believe with them, and it kind of keeps you sharp as well. The activities we did on the beach, we had a gazebo up where there'd be craft going on underneath, so we'd do face painting and making masks and things like that. And we'd also have games and Bible sessions in the morning, and we'd have quizzes, competitions, and there was a literature stand which I was in charge of, which we put on the promenade, and they could take free literature from there. These are some of the people that I met. As you can see, familiar faces, Nathaniel and myself on there. Nathaniel just left as well. And then you can see some of the games. That's my wonderful shoulder in the top right. Just thought you might want to see that. And you can see in the bottom right our team leader Luke leading a session of song, which we will get onto later. And in the bottom left, our sub-team leader taking one for the team in the Soak the Dunce Challenge as well. So, yeah, it was very enjoyable. Now I'd like to give you a kind of a taster of a beach mission session. So we're going to do a penalty shootout. As you may have seen, there's some chairs set up strangely there at the back. That's a goal, in my eyes anyway. And so the idea is each person gets one kick to score a goal. If they score, they go through. If they miss, they're not in the next round. It's the last person standing, basically. So I believe I have a volunteer goalkeeper. It's a softball, yeah. We've got a sponge ball. Nobody's going to get hurt. And now I'd like some volunteers to come and take some penalty kicks. I see some... There's some football... I know a few football fans. Here you go. Here's Andrew. Julia. If you'd like to line up... From the yellow kind, you may need to move it to the side a bit, just to watch. Oops, sorry. So you've got to aim between the chairs is the goal, kind of, and we've got a goalkeeper. So who's going to be first up? Dave. Dave's going to take a shot. Oh, there you go. So Dave's through to the next round. Next up is Peter. Now, Peter's a big football fan, but his team lost to my team at the weekend. So I'm just going to put the nerves in. And they missed a penalty, so I see. Go ahead. Oh, I think that might have been hit the post there. I'm not sure. Do we need the VAR in or something? Andrew's gonna. No, not. That would be if they were. Oi! Saved. Was it saved or was it in? That was in. So, Dad, you've won, and you can have the Maltesers back that we stole out of the cupboard for this. There we go. Yeah, I say we give Mr. Finley. Some excellent goalkeeping. Very good, well done. So, life is... here's a verse I've got here from Philippians 3:14. I press onward toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. And so life is in a way similar to a game of football because we're trying to score a goal. However, the goal we're trying to score is the goal of getting to heaven, which is shown in Philippians 3:14. Because rather than, it's not as simple as just kicking a ball into a goal, we must be Christians to get into heaven. And so I've got a few things. So how can we be Christians? So the first way is to repent our sins. Mark 1:15 says, repent and believe the good news. This means we need to apologise for our sin and accept the fact that we do sin and that this is wrong. I'd also like to emphasise the phrase good news, because it is such good news that a sinner like me or you can be saved just by the grace of God. Secondly, we must also believe in Jesus. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This means we need to accept Jesus into our hearts and receive him, acknowledging his sovereignty and that only he grants our salvation. The third thing we must do is to almost try our best not to sin. Matthew 7:13 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. The wide gate is the sinful life because it's easier to go through. It's much easier to not restrain ourselves and go and lead sinful lives than it is to restrain ourselves and become Christians. But Jesus here is telling us that we need to enter through the narrow gate because this is how we would avoid sinning as much as possible. And the fourth thing is being a witness of Christianity to others. In Matthew 5:16, it says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This means that around believers and non-believers alike, we should act like Jesus would want us to, as we would like others to see the fruitfulness of being a Christian, so they may come to see the Lord themselves. It is also encouraging for Christians to see how other Christians are acting properly, and it will almost lead the light for the path for them to go down as well. So once we are Christians and we do these things, we can achieve the goal, score the goal of getting into heaven. Acts 24, which is part of our 2024 even, which is part of our motto, says, my only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace, showing that the main aim in our lives is to become Christians and testify this to others. Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I read this during my quiet time on one of the mornings during the week, and it really hits home that it's not our fault that we are able to be saved. It's purely because of God's grace, and it's a humbling thing because we can't just be getting to heaven by being a good person. We must accept that God is sovereign and become a Christian. Finally, John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This shows us that the only way to be saved is through Jesus and by coming to him, accepting where we have been wrong and allowing God into our hearts. We are now going to sing a song with some actions that we sang on the beach team with the kids, and that is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the actions go as this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Without the way, I could click it onto the next bit now. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no growing. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said.